A new state revenue forecast will be released in August.
We call it our preliminary forecast because it's our first preliminary look at the next biennium.
Joel Morissette is director of the state's Office of Management and Budget.
We'll use it as the, kind of the basis for a lot of the decisions that we make as we prepare the executive budget.
Morissette says OMB has been working with Moody's Analytics and recently convened a revenue advisory group to look at Moody's numbers. He says that group didn't make very many changes.
It's going to be fairly conservative. We're just kind of working through the mechanics of how we factor in other changes, exactly how the Federal Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will affect our revenue based on our tax law here.
Morissette says there is one piece of the puzzle that is still a mystery. That is, what effect the court ruling requiring online retailers to collect state sales tax will have on the revenue numbers. Morissette said it's hard to quantify.
You know, there's not really good estimates on the amount of sales tax revenue that we were not collecting. It's hard to know exactly what you don't know.
Morissette says the state tax department has set an October 1st date for the internet retailers to start remitting sales tax. The next revenue forecast is due in August, and Morissette says any guesses on that revenue will be just that, guesses.
We'll have more to go on when we work on the next forecast. You know, we'll also have a forecast during session in February, March, and we'll have better information for that one. So at this point, we may look at that. We may want to include something just to have some reasonable estimate, that because we know there's going to be a positive impact, but quantifying what that positive impact is going to be a challenge for us.
Some estimates say it could mean $30 to $50 million more for the state of North Dakota. Morissette says the forecast will be updated in the fall before Governor Burgum presents his executive budget recommendations to the legislature in its December organizational session. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.